week. This week we'll be again reading a double parsha, Achimos Kedoshim. Parshas that are packed with mitzvot. I think in Kedoshim alone there are 51 mitzvot or something like that. And Rav Pam, that Rosh Hashiva Torah V'Das, pointed out once a somewhat strange line in the Medrash Tanchuma at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. And the Medrash said, the Pasuk at the beginning of the Parsha says, Dabel b'nei el kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, Kedoshim tihiyu, Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeicha. You should be kadosh because I am kadosh. And the Medrash says, Amar kadosh baruch hu Yisrael, Hoel ho'il, v'nikdashtem lishmi ad shelo barati ha'olam, ayu kadoshim k'shem shani kadosh. Because you were Kadosh before I created the world, therefore you should act with Kedusha because I am Kadosh. And Rambam said, what is the purpose that the Medrash says that we were Kadosh before Hashem created the world? What is the Medrash trying to tell us? Even before I created the world, Ad Shelo Barati Et Ha'olam, Nikdashtem Lishmi. This question is not a new question, he says. The Dubna Magid asked the question. And that's almost everything else. When the Dubna Magid asked the question, how did he answer the question? With a mashal. It's a parable. And the Dubna Magid told the following parable. Once there was a very wealthy man who lived in a small shtetl in Europe. And he had a daughter who was of marriageable age. And there was no one in the shtetl who was a learned person. The shtetl never chavame haaretz. But this person wanted to have a Talmud Chacham for his daughter to marry. So he traveled to the city with the big yeshiva. And he went and he spoke to the Rosh Hashiva and he says, I have a daughter and she has a lot of milers and I'm looking for someone for my daughter. I'm looking for a lamdan, I'm looking for a masnit. I want the real emesik at Talmud Chacham. And I'm willing to support him that he could sit and learn. He'll stay in my house and I've built a separate extra room or addition to my house and he can stay there. I'll take care of all of the needs. But I really want someone. Rosh Hashiva thought for a while and he decided to suggest a certain bachur in the yeshiva who was a big masmid in a big lamdan. And the father checked him out and everything, the father of the girl checked him out, everything looked fine. So they approached the bachur and they explained to him and they talked to him about it. And he agreed to the shidduch. And Baruch Hashem, the couple got married and they moved to the shtetl, and they lived in the addition, whatever that the father had built. And sure enough, this bachur was a real masmid. He would get up at the crack of dawn, and he would go off into to the shul, and he would sit, and he would learn by himself, because there's no one to really learn with. And he was there all day long, and he would be there till late at night, and he was learning with tremendous asmada, and the father-in-law was very, very happy. And then after a number of months, he begins to notice the son-in-law isn't getting up so early and isn't staying so late and seems to be taking a longer lunch break. And little by little, the asmada is not the same asmada that it was. So one day, the father-in-law said, you know, I have to have a talk with him. So he sits down and he calls him and he says, I want to talk to you. He says, I noticed over the last number of weeks, a couple of months already, You know, you used to get up at the crack of dawn before I lost that shachar, and used to learn, used to stay till late at night, and now things have changed. What's going on? So, someone said, is there anybody in the town who's a bigger matzmid than I am? Is there anybody in the town who's a bigger lamdan than me? Most of the people in the town, maybe they learn, you know, for 50 minutes between mincha and maariv, maybe a few extra minutes here, maybe a few extra minutes here. And me, I learn for a couple of hours every morning, and a couple of hours every afternoon, and another hour or so at night. So I learn much more than anybody else in this town. The father-in-law said, you're comparing yourself to the people in this town. Nebuch, this town is the town of Ami Haaretz. It's the people who don't learn, the people who don't know. I didn't choose you to be better than the Ami Haaretz of my shtetl. When I came to the yeshiva, they told me you were the biggest masmid amongst the masmidim and the biggest lamdan amongst all the lamdanim. That's what I wanted. To base up to the great masmidim and lamdanim in the yeshiva. Don't compare yourself to the people around here. That's the mashal, the Dumna Magid. What's the nimshal? Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Yisrael, Kedoshim to you. Kedoshim to you? Okay. So what do you mean to be Kadosh? So let me take a look. Let me see how the Kananim act, how the Chifi, how the Amori, how the Prizi, Yavusi, Girdoshi. So let me take a look and see how they act. Maybe how the Babylim act, how the Mitzriim act, how the people of Ashur act. So see how they act. And I have to be more Kadosh than them. And as long as I'm being more Kadosh than them, compared to the Egyptians, boy, am I Kadosh, compared to the Babylonians, compare myself to Paro, to Nimrod, to his people, so boy, I'm doing great. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that's not what he is. What does the Medrash say? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hoel v'nikdashtem l'shmi ad shalo barati ha'olam. You were Kadosh before there were any Egyptians, before there were any Canaanites, before there were any Babylonians, before there were any Assyrians. There were no other nations in the world. You already set aside for Kedusha. There was only one thing in the world, that's me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nikdashtem l'shmi. When I want you to be Kadosh, I don't want you to compare yourself to all the other Umos HaOlam. The Amas Amida, the measuring stick of Kedusha, is Kav Yochol HaKadosh Baruch himself. Now, how can you compare yourself to HaKadosh Baruch? No one can. But that's the goal that you have to strive for. You have to realize what the ultimate Kedusha is. And that's what you need to strive for. And don't compare yourself to all the other nations of the world. That's not the level of Kedusha that we're talking about. I remember, quite a number of years ago, I still have Talmud at Yeshiva University. Before I was married, I think it was the first night of Slichos, before Rosh Hashanah. Say Slichos after Chatzos. Usually have some Divrei Hesoros before him. And Rav Blau Shlita, Mashiach, BYU, gave a shmuz. I don't remember everything that he said. But one thing struck me. He turned to the guys and said, you know, getting ready to do tshuva. And you may say to yourself, tshuva? What do I need to do tshuva for? Take a look around Washington Heights in Manhattan. I have to do tshuva. I don't do drugs. I don't push little old ladies down a flight of stairs and grab their pocketbook. I don't vandalize the subway system. I don't do shoplifting in the local stores. I have to do tshuva. I'm fine. I'm great. Look at everybody else that's going around. Everybody else on the streets. And look at me. I'm doing wonderfully. I'm like in a different solar system than these guys are. I'm so, so much better. And I would have been right. He told us you would be right. If the measuring rod, people who live in Washington Heights, Morningside Heights, or the average inhabitants of the island of Manhattan or anywhere else, yeah, you're much better. But that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to take a look and say, see how much better I am than those guys. He wants us to ask ourselves, see how much better we could be. And that's our challenge. Challenge is to remember that we can't be complacent. We can't just measure ourselves compared to the Umos HaOlam, compared to people who maybe didn't have the opportunities, didn't have the educational opportunities that we have, that we've taken advantage of. We can't compare ourselves to people, let's say, who didn't have an advantage to come to learn Eretz Yisrael for a year. We have to compare ourselves to what we could be, what we could achieve. Because we've been kadosh, as the Medrash says, ad shelo barasi ha'olam. It was just you, Am Yisrael, and me, said the Kadosh Baruch. And that's the kind of kedusha, the goal, so to speak, that we need to strive for. We have a few weeks left. A few very, very crucial weeks left. It's a little time, but it's a lot of time. If you don't take advantage of it, it's going to go like this. In the blink of an eye, you'll be getting ready for banquet. But if you make each day count, then there's a lot of time. Because we all can achieve more. We all can strive to be better. And especially now, we're not in the shtetl. We're not in the shtetl of Amei Haaretz, where we don't have role models. You're still in Yisrael, and you're still in seminary, and you still have people to look up to, your peers. Everybody here is a little bit better in something. You could learn a little bit better. You can be a little bit better masnid. You can do a little bit more chesed. You can learn a little bit more nidah from people. There's all these wonderful people around you. So we need to strive. Kedoshim tiyu, ki kadosh ani, Hashem Elokecha.